You're listening to My Thyroid Health, your go-to source for all things thyroid health and wellness. My Thyroid Health is presented by Paloma Health, the first online medical practice that exclusively treats hypothyroidism.
Hi everyone, this is Mary Showman. I'm an author, health coach, and thyroid patient advocate. I'll be your host for this episode. Today we'll be talking about what remission means for hypothyroidism and Hashimoto's disease, and how can you achieve a remission? Those of us with Hashimoto's or hypothyroidism know that while a cure is the holy grail, it's far more realistic to aim for remission. Is remission possible in Hashimoto's or hypothyroidism? And if so, what do you need to do to reach this goal? In this episode, we'll look at the issue of remission in Hashimoto's and hypothyroidism. So what does remission mean? Generally, the term remission means that the signs and symptoms of a disease have decreased, reduced in intensity, or even disappeared. It doesn't mean that a disease is officially considered cured or won't recur again in the future. Rather, remission implies that the situation is temporary and that the disease is not actively causing symptoms or diagnosable using laboratory tests. For hypothyroidism, remission includes relief from symptoms, as well as thyroid-stimulating hormone, or TSH, levels that are in the reference range, also known as the normal range, free thyroxin, free T4, levels that are in the reference range, and free triiodothyronine, or free T3, levels in the reference range. For Hashimoto's disease to be considered in remission, in addition to relief from symptoms and these thyroid hormone levels, including TSH, free T4, and free T3 falling within the reference range, the thyroid peroxidase antibody, or TPOAB, levels also need to fall within the reference range. So is remission possible for Hashimoto's and hypothyroidism? There's good news. If you have Hashimoto's and/or hypothyroidism, remission is possible. There's a challenge, though, and the challenge is that remission takes time, requires trial and error approaches, and isn't always entirely achievable. But even if you don't achieve full remission by laboratory measurement, there's no question that it can be worthwhile to try. Following a program that's designed to achieve remission helps to address the root causes of the thyroid disease, can often help improve your symptoms of Hashimoto's and hypothyroidism, and ultimately improve your thyroid health, well-being, and quality of life. Typically, a protocol for remission of Hashimoto's or hypothyroidism includes any or all of the following approaches: optimal thyroid hormone replacement levels, dietary changes, supplementation with vitamin D, selenium, iodine, and/or iron, and low-dose naltrexone, or LDN, therapy. So let's look at each one of these components. First, it's finding your optimal thyroid hormone replacement dose. This is a crucial first step in optimizing your thyroid treatment. Research shows that being on thyroid hormone replacement can help slow or stop thyroid destruction in patients with Hashimoto's and help lower their thyroid antibodies. The impact of changing your diet is also important. Various dietary changes have been found to help reduce thyroid antibodies and autoimmunity and may help put Hashimoto's into remission. The gluten-free diet is one diet, for example. Eliminating all gluten and wheat products from your diet can, according to research, reduce thyroid antibody levels significantly. However, the effect is not immediate, and studies show that the results are often evident after 6 or more months of following a gluten-free approach to eating. The paleo diet is another diet that, according to research, appears to significantly reduce symptoms, lower antibodies, and improve TSH, free T4, and free T3 levels. In an informative speaker series video, Paloma discussed the benefits of the paleo diet for people with Hashimoto's and hypothyroidism. We recommend you pop over to our website and find that speaker series video on the paleo diet. Then there's the autoimmune protocol, or AIP diet. The AIP diet can also reduce thyroid antibodies and improve your TSH, free T4, and free T3 levels, according to various research. To learn more about the autoimmune protocol diet and what it involves, the Paloma blog has an excellent overview article titled "What is the Autoimmune Protocol AIP Diet?" So we recommend you check that out. There are also supplements that you want to consider for supporting your overall health and helping you potentially achieve remission. Numerous studies have shown that supplementation with vitamin D may help slow down the progression of Hashimoto's, reduce your TPO antibody levels, and improve your thyroid function. The end result is an improvement, and in some cases even remission, in Hashimoto's and hypothyroidism. We have a good starting point to learn more about vitamin D and thyroid function over at the Paloma blog in an article titled Relationship Between Low Vitamin D and Hypothyroidism. Selenium is another nutrient that's very important. According to numerous studies, selenium supplementation can reduce your thyroid antibody TPO levels and in some cases normalize thyroid function in people who have borderline or subclinical hypothyroidism. According to recent research, selenium supplementation can also enhance the effect of vitamin D on thyroid immunity. Again, hit our blog for some information in our Paloma Quick Guide, Selenium. Iodine deficiency can also contribute to hypothyroidism. So in some patients whose borderline or subclinical hypothyroidism is caused by a lack of this essential nutrient, supplementing with iodine may be able to return thyroid levels to normal and result in remission. We have the Paloma Quick Guide on iodine available over at the website. You can also learn more at the blog in an article titled The Iodine Hypothyroidism Connection. Finally, the body absolutely needs iron in order to convert T4 into the active thyroid hormone T3. If you don't have enough iron, this can cause or worsen your hypothyroidism. So some studies have shown that correcting and normalizing low iron levels may be the only treatment necessary to reverse some thyroid conditions and achieve remission. One study in particular looked at patients. Half had normal iron levels and the other half were deficient in iodine. Among them, more than half had subclinical or overt hypothyroidism. After supplementing with iron, the treated patients went into remission and had normal thyroid levels. For more information on the benefits of iron supplementation for patients with Hashimoto's and hypothyroidism, check out our article Iron Deficiency, Anemia, and Hashimoto's Hypothyroidism over at the Paloma blog. Then there's low-dose naltrexone, also known as LDN, which is a prescription medication that has been shown anecdotally to reduce thyroid antibodies and symptoms in some patients. To learn more about LDN therapy for Hashimoto's, check out our article, Low-Dose Naltrexone for Hashimoto's. And we also have some helpful speaker series videos and podcasts on LDN for Hashimoto's and hypothyroidism. So here's a note from Paloma. The starting point on the road to remission is finding a healthcare provider who knows how to optimize your hypothyroidism treatment. Paloma's thyroid savvy practitioners have demonstrated expertise in diagnosing hypothyroidism and prescribing effective treatments. Paloma doctors across the nation have successfully worked with many hypothyroid patients to achieve remission or resolve persistent hypothyroidism symptoms and improve quality of life using the full range of thyroid treatment options that are available. Monitoring your improvements on the way to remission also involves regular blood tests to evaluate thyroid function and antibodies. One convenient way to get your thyroid tested is with the Paloma Complete Thyroid Blood Test Kit. This affordable and convenient at-home thyroid test kit from Paloma comes with everything you need to test TSH, free T4, free T3, and those thyroid peroxidase antibodies. You also have the option to add on tests for reverse T3 and vitamin D. So that's it for today's episode. A quick FYI, all of our Paloma blogs, events, resources, and more can be found on our website at www.palomahealth.com under the Learn section. If you're new to Paloma Health, get $30 off our at-home thyroid test kit or become a Paloma member with the discount code PODCAST. The links, terms, and conditions can be found in the show notes. Thanks for listening. This is Mary Showman, hoping that today and every day you feel well and live well.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. If you've ever wondered about your thyroid health, Paloma has a convenient solution for you with our at-home thyroid test kit. It's easy to use and can be done from the comfort of your own home. Use the discount code PODCAST in all caps at checkout to receive a $30 discount on your purchase. And make sure to come back and listen for more interviews, events, and catch up with the latest insights from our blog. We truly appreciate you being part of the community and are committed to bringing you valuable content to help you live your healthiest life. Thanks for listening, and until next time.